This trendy fourth-floor office in Kiyovu usually serves as a technology hub for innovators in the ICT field in Rwanda. This week, it's hosting the Africa Hack Trip, 8 self-identified hackers from across Europe, a group that has already made stops in Nairobi and Kampala, and tomorrow will be moving on to Dar es Salaam in Tanzania. But according to Trip founder Gregor Martinus, a freelance software developer from Zurich, Switzerland, they're not hackers who want to break into computer systems or mess them up. Instead, they want to build and develop them. He says they came with no particular agenda. One thing the hackers do hope to do is help innovators access what are called open source resources, computer code that can be used by anyone, anywhere, for free. According to Mr. Martinus, the approach can make ICT development dramatically faster.
What I'm passionate about is to empower more developers in a way to allow them to create solutions faster, so they can focus more on their kind of what's unique to their ideas and less on the lower level tool sets that they need to make it happen. It's like when you want to build a house, you can create everything from scratch, including the tools you're using to build a house, and it will take you 100 years. Or you can use the tools that may have been created in some other country, but still you can use it to create a house that matches the local environment.
Clarice Iribagiza is one local innovator who has benefited from the ideas that came from the collaboration of European and local partners. Her company, Hey Hey Limited, is based in this office. Since collaborating with the hackers, her group was able to take advantage of software resources already available to build a mobile version of the social network they made for the Ministry of Youth and ICT. It's designed to connect youth to opportunities, and it's SMS-based, so it will be usable in all regions of Rwanda. Ms. Iribagiza said the trip has helped her business broaden its horizons.
Well, with open source, what we usually did as a company was go online, see what open source tools are there, and just use them. What we picked up from the whole team with GitHub being here is just ways that we can use GitHub, which is a great software development collaboration platform, how to just work with software devs from anywhere in the world using this platform, and it's open source. So it's not just us going and seeing what we can use, but also just being a part of a community and learning from each other.
Mr. Martinus said all that's needed to continue growing Rwanda's booming ICT community are basic tools, computers, decent internet speed, and resources available for free on the web, plus a lot of creativity from Rwandan developers.
You know, you can bring the best developers, designers from the world here, and they might be very, very talented, and they might create super nice, shiny applications, but they do not have an understanding of the environment here. Yeah. So, but you need to connect these dots to the technology to create something innovative that also works.